the west side of Aspen Mountain, there's been a few proposals for that to be redeveloped, and now the Gorsuch House is probably the closest thing that we're going to get to a development proposal that may get passed. Aspen City Council reviewed the development proposal on Monday night. It seemed like the council was fairly receptive to Jeff Gorsuch. Anything?
Yes, I do think so.
It seemed like there was general agreement that a hotel for that space made sense.
Yes. Hot beds.
Do you think that's going to get approved?
I don't know. There are three big issues that I see with it. Number one, it's not a redevelopment of an old building and replacing it with a new building. There's never been a building there. It's been open space for as long as maybe forever. So that's a big deal.
That's a great point.
And it's been a public use piece of open space, even though it's private property. And it's huge for that reason. Another thing I think that people are starting to consider is that when the 1A area was vibrant, there was nothing on that space. So we don't necessarily need to develop that to be vibrant there, because it's been vibrant there before without it. And the third thing we have to consider, too, is that space really going to do what they're saying it's going to do? And are people going to congregate there at the beginning of the ski day and at the end of the ski day? And I'm not sure. If you have to take a shuttle from Ruby Park, you're already at Ruby Park and a block away from the gondola. So, I question all those things, and I think it's in doubt.
Yeah, isn't that the council's issue, is this rubber tire solution?
Certainly came up that way. Boy. Steve Scadron was really hell-bent against it from the standpoint of looking at what the viable alternatives are. I mean, who among us goes anywhere in town and people know that we're tracking on this subject and they say, well, it would be great. We all want Gorsuch House, but we want to lift down to Dean Street. And that's why I wrote about it, because it's just not viable. When you know the facts on the ground and you know the ownership and the restrictions of the parcels beneath the existing 1A lift, you can see that the city gave those rights away in various encumbrances and decisions that they've made over recent years. And so that lift to Dean Street is not an option. So aside from walking, how would people purport to get to any version of a 1A, even the existing one, without a lift? And my biggest concern is, we all know something's going in there this time. And I'll be damned if it's going to be four single-family homes. That would just be a travesty. Remember the ski club land? I mean, Roger, for crying out loud, the ski club landed at South Mill Street. Now it's a cul-de-sac.
I don't understand the argument that it's a travesty if there are four homes there. Why?
I think that there will be a development there. What the room size is and how many rooms there are, I guess, is what will be debated in the next month or two.
Well, what came out of the meeting was that compromise really is needed. And I think, I can't remember if it was Bert or Steve asked, would you be willing to forego the free market segment, where there are six free market units, 1,500 square feet? That's sizable.
It is, but remember, Jeff chimed right in. He's like, I'm happy to get rid of the free market component, but you're going to get more hotel rooms, because the hotel itself has to operate on a pro forma. You know, it is business, and these things have to make money. So to take away the free market units, they've got to make up for that revenue with additional hotel rooms, and that only increases density. So he flat out said, I can get rid of it. It's going to be a bigger hotel.
Doesn't it say something about our resort if you can't just run a hotel as a hotel?
Yes, absolutely.
That's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, what does that say about our resort economy?
It says our dirt is really expensive.
But that's not unique to this ski town. There's a lot of, I remember when Bass Village was going through that development, and they were saying, no, a pure hotel cannot make it.
Right.
It's got to be, and the Viceroy is heavily subsidized, and that's probably why it might lose that flag at some point. I think council is going to have to look at the cumulative effect of that neighborhood. Lift One Lodge is about 70,000. You've got the one Aspen townhomes. That's another 70,000. And then this is 70. So,
right. And just the basis on this for the listeners are 70,000 square feet.
Well, 70,000 square feet, but the gross area is 127,000 square feet.
And how many keys? How many rooms?
81.